Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Hey, Dark Hearts.
Hey. Welcome.
How's it going? I'm feeling a little self-conscious about this one now because my husband's actually home and I know he's downstairs playing his video game, but he can hear me, but I know he doesn't listen to the podcast. And so now I'm sure afterwards he's going to tease me about the way I spoke and the things I said because he only hears one side of it since I have my headphones on.
I know. I have a sick kid home today, but she's in her room, but I feel weird about it too. I feel like I have to be like quieter for some reason, even though I really don't need to be, but
I told him he had to be quiet.
Yeah, he better shut up. I'm just kidding.
Like, I don't want to hear your Call of Duty on the background.
Yeah, I don't need to hear guns going off back there. And no, we're good on that. So,
yeah. We said yeah at the same time.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
So you guys, yeah, nothing too crazy going on. Real quick, I just wanted to mention for those of you local, this Saturday, the 14th, Omaha Flea Market is putting on the Mystical Moon Fest, and I will be there at a little booth with my oils, which is a Mystic Bookworm oils and stuff. So if you're into that, I will have hand sanitizer and all sorts of shit. I have an Instagram account under that same name.
I think I've even seen that on there, actually. Maybe I saw that and I thought it was the same, your same like personal page. I know. But
probably
because it's similar names or something. Then
it is because I had that was my name at first, and then I switched it when I decided to do this. So
okay, friend fail. But that's in my defense. See, I knew something was. I was like, I'm pretty sure, but I didn't see any of that. But I also don't go on Instagram that often. I don't know how to work technology.
I'm bad with technology as well. It's fine. But yeah, so I will be there. I'm hoping it's not too disgustingly cold. I don't know what the weather is even supposed to be like, but I'll be there.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's supposed to be like either, but at least you'll be inside, so it should be fine, right?
Nope, it's outside.
Oh, it's outside?
Yeah, it's in the parking lot. I want to say in front of like Dick's and JCPenney's in that area. Can you hear my dog chewing his bone?
Well, now I can because it's silent, but.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, if you hear that, it's my dog chewing on a bone. So, yeah, so I'll be there. So, if you're around, come visit. Love to see you all.
Why outside? I don't like that.
Because it's like it's the flea market. So
That's right. I missed that part of that. Okay.
Yep. It's the Omaha flea market putting it on and stuff. So.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Stay warm.
Good luck.
I don't think it's supposed to be terrible this weekend. I think it's supposed to rain like Thursday, Friday, but I think.
I mean, let's hope it doesn't rain Saturday. I might see if my husband has like a tarp. I might see if he has a tarp that I can like. I'm borrowing my neighbor's like one of those tent things, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's a great
canopy
idea.
Things.
Yeah.
But then I might see if maybe my husband has a tarp or something, or if they do, so I can put it like around the sides.
Yeah. I was just going to say that because then you can block the wind at least a little
bit. Make it a little bit of an enclosed space. Yeah. Yes.
Step get out of the shop.
Yeah. So we'll see how that plays out. But
perfect. Fun.
Yeah. This is my first one. So fingers crossed it all goes well.
Yeah. Yes. Fingers are definitely crossed. All the things are crossed. So yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't have anything cool going on. So
no. It's just note, all it's those just, things.
No.
So with that. I'll give you guys a heads up. With that being said, I've been super busy getting prepared for that. And so with this week's case, I didn't want to just like half-ass, you know, a true crime thing and stuff like that. So this is the shorter episode too.
So you're half-assing in this one is what you're saying. I'm just kidding.
No half-assing. There were some cases I found, but I'm like still between the Sylvia Likens and the, Carl Ann Fugate stuff, like that shit was heavy. And, you know, I looked at some other cases that dealt heavily with like, they actually happened at like Halloween time and stuff, but I was like, it was still so heavy. And I'm like, I don't want, like, I don't have the mental energy or like the amount of time I would like to put into this. So I went with something a little like there's crime. Okay. You know, I'm just going to get into this. You guys are just going to see how it
is. Go ahead. We'll go for it.
You know? So this week is Missouri. I am also going to tell you, I'm playing a little bit fast and loose with like our rules this week.
Wow. Well, you know what? There are rules. We can do what we want with them. So
that was exactly what I put next. I put, but it's our podcast and we can do what we want. So
yeah. So you go right ahead. If you want to somehow turn this into a Florida case, that's a Midwest case.
You go it's funny you mentioned that Florida is brought up.
Florida's involved in everything. I feel like all the time in the news. So
yes.
Okay.
So, staying in line with like the spooky season feel, I was researching spooky legends from Missouri. And so like I was originally going to have the episode just be like about several of the different like spooky legends from there. Mm-hmm. But in a few of them, like trying to deep dive into them, like it would have just been a bunch of tiny little short snippets. And this kind of is going to be the same way, but mm-hmm. it's all in the same theme, and the other one would have been like all over the place.
Yeah.
So with doing this, like I was still going to kind of, I was like, whatever, we'll just talk about all the different urban legends they had, like stuff. But speaking of urban legends, so I came across this urban legend, the specific one, which I'm sure all of us have heard before in one variation or another, but this one had an interesting fact to it.
I'm excited.
So let's first talk about what urban legend I am talking about here. You know the one. There, like I said, there are variations of it, but it's the one about the body in the hotel room. Have you
Which heard? One? I mean, I guess once you get going, maybe, okay, but just yeah. that's too big for me. All so, I know is I love the movie Urban Legends. Do you remember that movie from back in the day? That was yes. terrifying.
Yes. Now okay. I want to watch that one again. Okay.
No, it's so good.
So usually it's a man or a couple. They're staying at a hotel and they notice a horrible smell. So they call and complain to the front desk. Cleaning services will come up, clean the whole room, and yet the smell remains. The man or couple is usually staying in the room for like a few nights, still complaining. A lot of times they might stay because there's no other hotels or what have you, right? Until finally either the man and couple decide to tear the room apart or housekeeping and management finally come up and do it. It always ends the same though. There under the mattress in the box spring or in the base of the bed is a body who'd been there for like days.
Mm-hmm.
So
how would you not know that though? I mean, I know that's why it's an urban legend, but like, okay. Just saying.
Right. So like, I don't know about you, but like, between this and then the whole, like, have you heard the urban legends of like two-way mirrors in hotel rooms and stuff like that? So like, yes. I'm always checking anytime I go somewhere new.
Hotel to begin with, like there's
even
so many
Airbnbs
things,
now, like, because I've seen TikToks of people being videoed in their Airbnbs yeah. and shit.
It's very scary. Airbnbs really yeah. freak me out. And I know that's all the rage and stuff. And I get why, but like something about it just feels real weird too. Like
it's just kind of,
I've
used
them.
Be
a creeper.
So. It is. It for sure is. I always read reviews and stuff when I use yeah. Airbnbs. I've had some good ones.
But there's always a first time for everything creepy, so.
There is. And so, like, I always check things in hotel rooms. And obviously, if I smell something stank in a hotel room, that's going to be my first thought, right?
Yeah, and, like, the smell of a dead corpse is probably a little bit more specific than just, like, some old trash one would think. You would think. But.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
So, unfortunately, in 2003, one man checking into the Capri Motel in Kansas City, Missouri, did not check his room.
What year was this, did you say?
2003.
Okay.
So, while staying, he noticed a foul smell. He complained, but nothing really happened. He stayed for several days before finally checking out because he couldn't stand the stench. After he left, the cleaning staff went to the room, and there they eventually discovered, hidden in the box spring and covered up by wood panels, a body. And this is true. This legit happened. So this urban legend is real. It happened in Kansas City, Missouri. Okay. Yes.
Yuck. And this is like kind of recent-ish. I mean, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, anything.
I know.
I mean, it's
listen.
Fine. But it's in the 2000s. I mean, it's not like it's old.
It
like,
is.
90s, 80s or something.
Okay. Yeah. So eventually, due to how many crimes apparently happened at or around the motel, it was torn down. And so I tried to find more information on the case of the body being found and stuff, but it seems like the person was never identified and no suspect was ever put forth. No suspect was ever put forth.
And this
so
was
don't you know.
The Capri Inn. It just sounds
good. The Capri. Oh my goodness, I can't talk.
Oh,
Capri it's Motel in Kansas City, Missouri.
Capri, that just sounds iffy to begin with, but that's just me.
So, okay, so like I said, so this led me wonder, like, okay, if this happened here, are there other cases like this? Like, I know we've all heard of murders happening in a motel or hotel, people completing suicide in them, people, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff, right? But mine specifically was like under the bed, that where people stayed, right? So like I said, with that being, this is where I'm playing fast and loose, because my thought is like, technically we started in Missouri, so it's still a Missouri case.
Yeah, it is. It starts there. It doesn't matter if it ends there.
No. Because it led me to these other cases, right? So I found an article from Medium, which did list some other ones, which I have it linked, and another case that I'll talk about linked. So it's happened a lot more than I realized. And I bet you there's more than just these few I found. Cause like I even Googled, and there was one, that was as recent as 2019 where a woman was found hidden in the box spring, but I don't think anyone stayed there and it was a whole crime. And fortunately her killer was found and things like that.
How does one even do that, really? Like, I'm thinking about a bed in a box spring.
I question this, especially because, like, I typed it in one part of my notes, because there's a case that I'm like, I have questions about how they word this and how the beds are set up. And, like, because, you know, some of them you can see under the bed, but some of them have that base that goes all the way down. So I'm like, if you hit it underneath that.
Yeah.
So many questions.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see it for proof, but
yes,
I also don't want
to. Did you hear my doorbell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the mailman. Yep.
Why does he ring the doorbell, bro? Come on.
I don't know. He's never learned not to, but at least
lose their mind.
Usually I'm surprised they're not, though. So
mine didn't start barking just from hearing yours through my headset, just sensing that it went off. My gosh.
Yeah. Anywho. Okay. Anyways, so in this article, the first one we have, so like these are all just like little snippets of all these. Like, I will say for most of these, I did try. So like for the social media post, I tried to put it so I could put like the victim's pictures, but unfortunately, a lot of these I couldn't find. Only the final one I talk about could I find anything. And so a lot of these, like, honestly, this week, it's probably just going to be pictures of, like, some of the hotels.
Yeah, which is fine, but also very sad that nobody, identified these people. But that's also probably why that's where they were, because I think, I mean, people, it was just, like, an easy disposal. Because.
Mm-hmm. So the first case is in 1988 in a motel in Mineola, New York. The body of 29-year-old Mary Jean D'Oliveira was found at the Oceanside Motel. She was placed in the box spring of the bed. Again, when they say in the box spring, I'm like, did they cut open that part and like squeeze her between the springs? Right. Or was it like
That's the base part, and they're just
wording it weird? I don't fully understand how this is. Several patrons had actually stayed in the room. One ended up like going in the room and refusing to stay because of the smell before she was discovered. Okay. Fortunately, her killer, Cornelius Walls, was found, and he had actually been holding another woman captive at the time of his arrest.
Oh, just a matter of time before
that. Uh-huh. So it sounds like he was probably well on his way to being a serial killer.
Gosh.
And then in 1989 in Virginia, a killer named Jerry Lee Dunbar, which I'm assuming he was a serial killer, and I'm like, I wonder if I know this name. I should have looked it up more. But it said he disposed,
but I don't know why. Right. So
it said he disposed of the bodies of two of his victims in this manner. So he had to have been a serial killer.
Okay.
So one of them was 27-year-old Deidre Smith, and she was found under the floor of a motel off Route 1 in May. And this is 1989, but I'm like, the floor? How do you pull up the floor? And like, did you
like
dig?
Just floorboards? Like, I mean, but either way. Like, that's not easy.
No. Like, how did no one hear that?
Right. Is it not cement under there? Like,
you know,
so many questions. So many questions.
So then in June of 1989, 29-year-old Marilyn Graham was found under the bed of an Alexandria Econo Lodge.
Okay.
So
Econo Lodge.
Yes.
So sketch.
So then in June of 1994, the body of Josefina Martinez was found under the bed at Traveler's Hotel near Miami International Airport after a guest complained of the smell in their room, and a maid went searching for the source and found her. Unfortunately, her killer has never been caught.
Oh.
And that one, I was even like, okay, 1994, yeah, still no picture. And actually, it looks like there was another young woman who was killed and left in a hotel. Like, I don't think she was under it. Like, they found her in the hotel room pretty quickly. But it took them a while before they could identify her, and she was Cuban. Yeah.
Ew, too. Like, what is...
Well, and being near the airport, it's like, okay, they might not have even been from the area or anything like that.
Right. And back then, too, it was easier to, like... get a hotel room without giving your real name. And I mean, yes, like you weren't always using cards to pay with. Like
exactly.
You are now. Yep. So that sucks.
Ugh. Yep. In June of 1999 in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the remains of 64-year-old Saul Hernandez was found inside the bed of room 112 in Burgundy Motor Inn. Two German tourists complained of the smell, but stayed for an evening before being moved to another room.
So you're laying on a bed, essentially. Like, isn't that what you do when you go into a hotel room, too? Most people, like, sit on the bed, lay on the bed, or even just first in there?
Yeah.
So this body's inside this mattress. Like, so where
so, and that's
the
how
inside?
It was worded. See, that's what I... So apparently a 17-year-old girl was arrested for his murder. Apparently they got into a fight and she stabbed him and stuffed him into the mattress. And this is the one where especially I was like, I have so many questions. Like, did she slice open the mattress and put him in it?
Yeah.
But then two, if that's what she did, how did they not feel the lumpiness of that?
Right. Because that's not...
How did housekeeping not see any blood?
Blood. I was just going to say the blood stains. They would change. Right. Well, and then like, oh, were they actually not changing the sheets? Are we finding that out? Like,
yeah. And I was then also like, was she super strong? Was he really frail?
Yeah.
Like, you have dead weight to begin with.
Small guy? I don't know.
No.
That's weird.
And then I was also like, I mean, there was a part of me like, listen, I don't want to blame any sort of victims, but why is a 64-year-old man in a hotel room with a 17-year-old girl?
I'm actually fairly creeped out. And did he deserve it, maybe, depending on the situation?
I was
just
like,
throwing that out there. Not that anybody
that mad,
deserves
I mean,
it, but like,
but,
yeah, that's actually really icky and gross. So,
Yeah.
I mean, hate to jump to that conclusion, but probably also at some sketchy hotel, like nothing productive is probably happening.
Right. And I just, so. But yeah, like so many questions with some of these, because I'm like, okay, if it's in the box spring, I can see how someone wouldn't feel that, right? Because you have it,
right.
You know.
It's a harder
But they said in the
too.
Mattress.
Yeah. Are you pulling out all the stuffing? Okay. Side note, my dog ripped up my new mattress. This was a long time ago. Well, like a year ago. But she found this tiny little hole on the edge. And she dug it up, and it's like foam and whatever they make them out of now. But that tiny hole produced so much, like the, you know, the innards of the mattress that I cannot imagine shoving a body in there. You would have to take out so much. And how do you not find that in the trash or anywhere?
I mean, I guess in 1999, is it just like the topping and just like springs and that's
maybe. I guess. I don't remember. We had like water beds. Do you remember water beds?
Oh, yes. I had a water bed as a small child.
I loved that thing.
I did too.
It was warm at night, but it's really weird when I think about it now and I'm weirded out about it.
I also remember, do you remember like my parents, I would have to like roll to get all the air bubbles out. Like they'd make me go to the end and like roll to get all the air bubbles out and like filling it up.
And it was a pain in the ass when we like moved things around in the house because you'd have to drain the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. There's a part of me that kind of misses water beds. I did
I
look
like
to see
if
they were still a thing.
Yeah.
Is it ergonomic? Probably. No, not really. I don't. I mean, that
I guess I haven't even thought about a water bed in like years. I had one probably till I was like 10, maybe.
I had one until. probably until my sister, because my sister and I shared a room. Uh-huh. So like, I remember distinctly I had it when she was born. Uh-huh. But my bedroom was pretty big. I think my bedroom was bigger than my parents in the very first house we lived in.
Dang.
Of course, I was
favorite child. I'm just kidding.
I was the only child at that point.
Oh, well, right. Okay, fair. Favorite child.
My closet was smaller than theirs. But like, also I was small, so I could be misremembering, but maybe I do it remember. I feel like her crib was in my room, but probably not. It was probably in what was the toy room. I don't fully remember, but eventually we were sharing a room and we got bunk beds. So I no longer had my water bed. So I probably had it until I was at least 8 or 9. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. My brother had one and my parents had one. It was like the cool thing then.
Oh, yeah, my parents had one too. Yeah.
That's so weird. I wonder whatever happened to those.
I don't think they were actually really good for you.
No, I'm sure they're not. Body? And I think about as an adult, though, I'm like, gosh, that makes my back. I feel like I need something like sturdy to lay on. Like, I feel like that's just, I mean, I don't know, maybe not.
I just think of, and I know our parents listen to this, and I'm sorry, you guys, but like, and I don't want to think about the fact that my parents had one, but I just think about how do you have sexy time on that thing?
Ew, sexy time. I love that you called it
sexy. I was trying to put it nicely.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Also, yeah, because like, yeah, mine does not ever need to go down that road ever.
No, I'm not thinking about that specifically, yeah, but in general, a generalized thing.
That doesn't like, seem I'm, very...
I mean, maybe it helps.
I don't know what word I'm looking for. I don't know. The motion of the ocean.
Right? Like they say it's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean, right? I guess waterbeds probably really helped with that.
To everybody who's listening, this is all about waterbeds, sexy time, and dead bodies inside of mattresses. Yes. That's what we just called this episode. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Waterbeds, if you still have one, please let us know because I am very, very interested
curious.
In this.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't have to let us know about your sexy time. That's pretty personal.
I mean, yeah, we don't
personal.
Want to know that. Unless you want to. That's fine, too. But
don't go into details. Yeah, just please, say, you. Yes, it works or something. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is all we need to know. We don't need any personal details.
So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that was a tangent.
Okay. That's fine.
Veering back. There was another case from 1987 where a man who was smuggling heroin died in his motel room because several of the balloons he had stashed in his body exploded.
Yeah.
And his friend decided, because obviously he didn't want to be caught with someone, like obviously he was smuggling heroin. So he just stuffed his friend under the bed there too.
Mm-hmm. That's not what those holes are for, guys. Everybody.
Yeah. And then again, he was found a few days later after guests complained of the smell. So the most recent one that I could find that happened, this body was here for a long time. Okay. Longer than it. I have so many questions about this one too.
Okay.
So in 2010 in Memphis, Tennessee, a couple was renting motel room number 222 at the Budget Lodge. So
might
they
as well be 666 when you add them together. It's a six. Okay, but sorry, just side note there.
So at the they checked in on January 27th, and now this was 2 days after a woman named Sunny Millbrook had been reported missing. The couple said that they told the motel staff, like, "Hey, it smells really weird in here." I'm not gonna lie. Their quote was, "It smelled stanky and foul." And the article I read, which is linked, that's all, like, they were quoted so many times as saying stanky, not just stinky, not smelly.
Like, come on,
it was
editors,
stanky.
Like, let's just, yeah, but it must have been really stanky, so.
I mean, it was stanky.
To specifically say it was stanky, I mean.
Yes. But, like, nothing was done, so they tried to burn incense. But they said that wouldn't cover the smell. And they did notice, like, staff had shoved dryer sheets, like, in the ceiling tiles and in different corners of the room. So staff knew about the smell. And I'm just like...
That's alarming, too. Yeah, let's just plug in some or spray some Febreze, I mean, and call it a day.
Yeah. So they said they noted, like, they noticed the smell was at its worst when someone sat at the bed. And I'm like, have you never heard of this urban legend? I remember hearing about this urban legend as a child.
Yeah.
So Sunny's family had reported her missing when she failed to pick her children up from school. So police visited the motel on January 29th, which this couple, I want to say their last name was the Sargents.
And they visited the hotel because of the call of the smell?
No, they visited because Sunny was last known to have been staying at this motel. She had been staying there for several weeks with her five children and her boyfriend, Lakeith Moody, who was the father of four of her five children. So police come, but they never entered room 222. And the sergeants were like, if they would have, like, we were staying there, if they would have asked, we would have let them come in. Motel staff was just like, hey, we bagged up her stuff and we didn't notice anything weird. Like, nothing was amiss. So we just cleaned it and rented it out again. Okay. And I'm like, wow, you guys had, like, they didn't bring up the smell, the fact that there were dryer sheets. None of this is brought up, right?
That's just laziness. So, and they probably are like, yeah, we don't get paid enough. So
I also don't understand why the police weren't like, okay, can we see check. This room? Can we go talk to the people who are currently staying there and see if they'll let us check? Police show up to this motel several different times. Not once do they go in to room 222, which is the last known place of Sunny Millbrook being in. Okay. So I feel like police dropped the ball there as well. Did. But every time, like, they asked the motel staff, like, is there anything unusual about the room? And motel staff told them no, which should be.
So they're,
like,
lying right there. That's, they're like, lying. An obstruction of justice or
you something, would think. Right? Like, so, and so the original couple, the sergeants, leave after a few days, but, or like after like 3 or 4 days, and they go stay somewhere else. But then, like, the budget motel was cheaper, so they come back, and I guess they stayed there one more night, and it was still filled with the dryer sheets and stuff.
That alone, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm gonna need a new room, thanks.
Yeah, well, and so they did get, like, they, I guess, switched between different rooms, but, like, at that point,
it would be her all through body, the whole building, you would think.
Her body wasn't found until March 16th.
And wait, when was this that they originally...
So she originally went missing on January 27th. And after a few days, like, it went from a missing persons to police were pretty sure she was dead. So it was moved to a homicide pretty quickly.
So, yeah, that's a long time to be in a warm, well, cold-ish, depending on whatever. But still.
We've got a good month and a half of this room being rented out and used, and motel staff being like, we're just going to shove dryer sheets and not tell the police, like, hey, there's a weird smell. And also the police just being like, yeah, we don't need to see the last place she was known to be, where her belongings were. Wouldn't
you
want
to be like, hey, we didn't do anything, but, like, you can have this room to look at? Because it looks weirder, like they knew about it almost. Yeah, I mean, they obviously knew about the smell.
Exactly. And because the thing is, like, so her boyfriend Moody, like, he vanished the same day she did. So January 27th, they were both, like, her kids weren't picked up. He was gone. And he was picked up a few weeks later and being held for something else. So I will say he was charged with first degree murder. Like, he was found guilty of that too. So, but she was the only one. She's the only person who I could find a picture of her as the victim and stuff. But
it was 2010, you said?
It was 2010.
Okay.
But like I said, I did come across the fact that there was a case of a woman being found in, like, the box part of a motel room in 2019, but it didn't, it sounded like she was found pretty quickly. Within a few days, and I don't know that that room was ever, like, actually, and that was in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you guys, that, like I said, this one is short and sweet, but...
I love these kind of stories, though, because it's just, like, eerie, like, what?
Can you...
Like, what happened?
My whole thought, too, especially for these people, I'm like, okay, it was stanky, and, like, the... Mrs. Sargent was quoted as being like, you know, we don't know what a dead body smells like. I was like, rot. It smells like rot.
I feel like you shouldn't even have to know to know. Like, I can't say I've ever smelled a dead body, and I think I would have a pretty good idea if that's what I was smelling. Like,
I can't imagine being okay with stepping in a room and smelling that and, like, yeah, sure, fine, we'll give it a chance. But then again, like, if they're staying there for days on end, like, I don't know what their situation is, you know, so, like, I hate to say that for this situation, especially, but like
in the smell, like you don't notice it after a while, but I don't think that that's the case. I'm like trying to come up with any excuse as to why. Also, this is really gross and graphic, but like the decomp cycle there, like I think about all the creatures that would be.
Right. Like, do we not have like mice or cockroaches or flies?
Maggots and stuff. Yeah. Like, I just feel like it's not clean anyway now, which I guess I don't know anything about the people staying there, but clearly it's probably not like a 5-star, you know.
No. And I'm assuming this is probably something like it didn't, I don't know. This sounds like maybe we were between homes for now and it was cheaper for us to live at a motel than to try to find an apartment. So I get that, but I mean, you still deserve, like, even if that's your situation, you still deserve a room that doesn't smell like that. And
with a dead body in it.
Raise a fuss, make them go search it.
Like, maybe it doesn't have HBO, but like, you at least should not have a dead body, you know? Like, it's not.
And, you know, I guess if hotel staff isn't going to do anything, err on the side of caution. If it is horrendous, call the police and be like, I need you to, because I'm not about to try to find a decomposing body.
I mean, I would hope that nobody has to take this advice, but ew.
But I mean, you know, for our dark arts, check the mirrors, make sure they're not two-way mirrors. There should be a gap between your finger in the mirror reflection. If there's not, it's a two-way mirror.
Yeah. Get out of there. Just,
and if it smells horrendous when you open up that door, or if you get a waft of something horrible when you sit on the mattress, say, I need to change rooms and you need to check under that mattress.
Take a blue light, do whatever. I don't know. I have to like, I wouldn't not take let a blue my light, mind go like, there because I would
I don't know if you want to take a black light because listen,
blue
I
blue
light.
Did I say blue? I meant black light. I mean, black light. I mean. It looks blue when it's on.
It so looks blue. It's fine. I listen. I already know that those sheets, like the comforter is not great. So like, I don't want to no. But,
there's some things it's just like, the dead body is probably a big no for me, but.
Probably. The other thing is, like, it's probably, there's a small chance it might be okay, but probably not.
Depends on who it is. If it's a celebrity or something, I'm definitely going to be okay with it because I'm going to call it in and then I'm going to get something. I don't know. Also, I don't think a celebrity would be buried inside a mattress. But
I mean, who knows?
Maybe.
You never know. You never know what they get into. Yeah. So that's the urban legend of the body in the motel bed and how it was actually true. And this all started with Kansas City, Missouri. So it's still a Missouri case.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. Because it starts there. And then we just kind of segued around. And that's interesting stuff to begin with. Like, that's just icky and scary and creepy. And it's that time of year. So it's perfect.
Right. And now I want to watch Urban Legends again.
I just remember the very first one, like the opening scene, the girl like wakes up in a bathtub of ice and realizes like her kidney's been cut out.
Yeah.
And that was like enough that I was like, nope. And then you know what's going to happen. You know, she's trying to get out the window. I'm like, dude, if someone just cut your kidney out, you are not moving. Maybe with adrenaline, but.
I mean, and that same factor though is like if they cut out your kidney and they're still around, I don't know why they didn't just kill you completely.
I know.
No, like, because then you've heard of some, like, people wake up and, like, no one else in there in the abandoned place with it. So it's like, they were kind of nice and they wanted to give you a chance to live, I guess.
That's fair. They could have just taken both, too, and made more money if they're going to sell your kidney on the black market.
I mean, but again, well, you can't live without both.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, why not just do that and let them die? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point? Unless they like the thrill of scaring someone and seeing the terror when they wake up and realize they don't have a kidney. I don't know.
There's so many things with that one too.
I don't remember a lot of the things in that movie other than that scene specifically because I was like super traumatized as a, I don't know how old I was when that movie came out, but that was opening scene. And I was like,
I don't know why that reminds you. Cause was, Was Devon Sawa in Urban Legends?
He's in Final Destination. Yes. But he might be in Urban Legends as well. Let me look this up. Well,
because then he was also in, did you ever watch, I think it was called Idle Hands with him.
Oh my gosh, loved that. And I just love him. I love Devon Sawa.
Devon Sawa. Oh my God. Do you remember when he was the it kid? I just saw a thing, you know, on Facebook
when like articles pop up and it was like, yeah. Let's see what he looks like now. Yeah. And I'm looking at it and I was like, he is still just a tasty little dish. Like Jared Leto is in Urban Legend.
That's who it was. Yes, okay.
I forgot about that. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I do love Jared Leto.
Yeah, but Devon Sawa had those. Oh my God. I watched Final Destination just because he was in it. Oh, I know. And his Casper.
I know. Oh, Casper. That's always like my number one. Do you remember the movie Now and Then?
Yes.
He was in that one too. I know. Yep. Not a scary one.
I think he chose to step back, right? Like, I think he decided acting wasn't really for him. And then he kind of came back for Eminem's one music video. Yes. Because he played Stan.
And he actually looks, I mean, that was like a good fit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, Joshua Jackson's in it. That's what I was thinking. I was trying to think of who it was.
Yes.
And I freaking love him. Pacey Whitaker, Dawson's Creek. Yep.
Dawson's Creek. I was about to say One Tree Hill, and that was too late.
That was the next generation.
The next generations.
Man, this is. I got to figure out where we can watch this show because
Dawson's Creek.
Apparently, no, not Dawson. Sorry, I'm all over the place here. I'm back at Urban Legend.
Okay.
Well, it's on. What's Pluto TV? I keep seeing that, and I've never heard of that one yet.
I think it's like one of those free things. No, Pluto TV, I think, is one of those where you pay, and it has a bunch of random shit.
Nah, I'm good. But you can rent it or buy it. It says on Amazon or Prime. Well, the same thing, but they have them listed separately.
Okay,
I would rent it.
Oh, it's on Tubi. It's on Tubi. You can watch it on Tubi for free.
I don't even have that. I don't think
it's a free app. You can everything about Tubi is free. I have it on my. You have the Apple TV, right?
Yeah. Maybe I do.
It's an app on there. Oh. It's an app on there.
Okay. I'll get it.
Because that's where I watched another movie. Oh, I watched that that Souls one. The one that when I was watching all the movies with the kids when they first went back to school. That's where I watched the one that was actually really good. And it had several big name actors and stuff in it. It was Six Souls. That's where I watched Six Souls.
I think I sort of remember you talking about that maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I keep seeing this and I haven't watched anything on there, but I'll have to.
I want to say it has commercials every now and then, but listen.
My Hulu does too, because I don't want to pay the extra like $5 because I have Speaking way too many streaming
of, did
services.
You see Disney Plus is about to jack up their price and they're doing a thing now too where you can do the cheaper one that has commercials. Or you can do. I'm like, no, can we not, don't. You greedy bastards? Also, Disney, you have plenty of money. You have Hulu. You have ESPN. Yeah. You
Seriously,
own all of
they
like
just
Fox
took my whole
and stuff. Like,
life savings this past summer, so Disney can suck it.
Like, so can we maybe be a little nicer on what our app costs?
Yeah, come on. I have way too many apps like for streaming now that I feel like it would have been cheaper to have just cable in general. Like, yeah, I know I don't have all the things, but like, it's funny because you think, oh, I pay, you know, $10 for this here, four for here, 10 for here, 20. It's like, yeah, it adds up to being a lot because I need
it
all
does.
The things. So.
It does. Yep. It really does. And I'm mostly reading and stuff and I've been busy and I haven't even had time for that. So it's like, yeah.
I know. The things we pay for.
I know, but my kids do. Well, my sister's the one who pays for Disney Plus, and
so
my daughter
pays
loves
for it. So I was like, yeah, I don't care. Jack it. I'm kidding if he's listening.
My sister and I already discussed it. My daughter loves Spidey and Friends on there, which is like,
oh yeah,
the young Spider-Man and Miles Morales and stuff. The girl's all over the place because then we watched. Did you ever watch Monster High, the live action movie on Paramount Plus?
No.
Okay, first of all, well, you should because you liked The Descendants.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah, you'll told me about that. Yes. Yeah. Like, I know what it is and all that, but we've never, like, my kid.
Well, the sequel just came out.
Oh, okay.
So her and I have watched that twice this week already.
That's fun. And that's on what?
Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. I have Paramount Plus, too.
I keep forgetting.
Sometimes I forget some of the things I have until the charge comes out. I was like, oh, I still have Discovery, whatever it is. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
But it's super. The first one I liked better. I have the sound. Like, I bought the soundtrack for it. For the first one. The second one is good. I don't think the music's quite as good. Like, I don't think mm-hmm. it's as good as the first one. It's definitely been open for a third now. And now my daughter's like, but we need to know what happens to Frankie because there's this thing. And that's not giving anything away. But she's like, where can we watch it? Is it on your phone? I was like, no, girl, they haven't even made it yet.
Cliffhangers, that's what they like to do.
I was like, this one just came out. They probably haven't even started working on the script of this. Yeah. Which, I mean, yeah, because I guess Monster High probably came out maybe 2 years ago. I feel like the turnaround, though, was pretty quick.
Yeah. Sometimes it's quick, and sometimes other ones, it's like, why am I waiting for years for this? I already forgot what happened on all the other seasons.
Oh, yeah, no, 2022 was when the first one came. Okay, it only has a 5.1 out of 10, and I think that's ridiculous because... Yeah, it was
I don't
ever
trust those because sometimes the ones that are really crappy are high and vice versa. So.
Yeah. No, this one was great. So like I said, now the second one's not. Okay. Yeah. And number two has a 5.8. I'm sorry. One is better.
Yeah. Like, so these people
are still good.
People mostly just get on there to say that they don't like it and why they don't like it. It's not very often people get on there just to rave about it. So once again, I don't trust it.
No, so I, highly recommend. That's adorable. So I've watched that. I guess we're just going to segue into that. That and the first episode of Loki. And,
So that's back.
Yep. And I listened to Ink and Sigil, which is by Kevin Hearn, which is like a, it's not a spinoff series really of his Iron Druid Chronicles, but it takes place in the same world. And now I want to go back and re-listen to the Iron Druid Chronicles, but. That's where I'm at. What about you?
Oh, that's it for you? That's not as many?
Yeah, no, just busy. I've been busy. Yeah. I've been so busy.
I literally don't think I've watched or done anything. I already talked about my one movie. That was a whole week ago already. I was like, oh, I watched this really good movie. We already talked about it. So what else have I watched? Have I watched anything? No, I sure haven't.
Yeah.
I always have just things on in the background, but nothing noteworthy.
I need to watch some good
Halloween things. But
have you watched Servant on Apple TV?
No.
The M. Night Shyamalan show?
I have not, but I have it on my list. And I kind of, I forgot about having that I have Apple TV.
So I've watched the first four episodes of season one. And there's four seasons and then it's all done. Every single person I've talked to, all my clients who are like, you should watch this, they all say it's really good. So like... So you should watch that one.
There's how many seasons? Four?
Four. Yeah. I think it's about eight episodes and they're like 40 minutes to an hour. Yeah,
standard.
But Ron Weasley's in it.
Love him.
So he's like not the main character.
I can't think of his name, but yes.
I thought it was Rupert.
Oh, Rupert. Maybe that's what it is. Something. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Rupert. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he's in it. Hmm. It's interesting. I'm curious to see where it goes. I just, again, have had no time to sit down.
Is
and
it
just,
sci-fi-ish?
Like, no.
Oh, okay then. Cause like
it's creepy.
Sometimes with M. Night Shyamalan, you just don't know. You know what I mean? Like sometimes it is. And I'm like, I'm not a big fan of that.
No.
So, okay.
My client who we always talked like Marvel movies and shows and all the things, like I trust his judgment. He was like, we watched it all. I was like, okay. He's like, you'll really like it. It ends well. The twist is good. I was like, sweet. And then he messed up. I was like, okay, I've started it. And he's like, cool. We've started rewatching it. We're on season four again. I was like, well, I'm halfway through season one. I got a few episodes watched one day.
Yeah.
It's going to have to wait for a bit now. But
Yeah.
So add that to your list, Shannon. You'll probably finish it before I do. And
I'm actually putting that like in my phone right now because I... We'll forget. Okay.
Fair enough. So yeah, you guys, you know the drill. All of our socials are linked. Reach out to us. We love to hear from you. Let us know any of your spooky stories.
Yeah.
All the things, you guys.
Yeah. We love it. We love this time of year. Any good ones. Even if there's something creepy or crazy that happened and it's not Midwest or Heartland, whatever.
Yeah.
Tell us anyway. We want to know.
Yeah. Still share it with us.
For sure.
But until next time, stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.